If you didn't break your friendship, should you have to fix it? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Have you ever had to try and fix a friendship? Maybe it wasn't even your fault. Your friend was actually the one who hurt you, but they refused to make up for the pain they caused you. Now it's up to you to make peace with them, even though you didn't make the mess in the first place. Jesus has done something similar, but on a much bigger level. Let's read about it with G. Cam Congleton's poem, Reflections on the Cross, Christ Our Peace. Jesus purchased peace for me, died upon that cursed tree. Now he is my hope and rest, beneath his blood our righteousness. Yes, he offers peace to all, always, ever, loving. Jesus fills my heart with song, paid the debt for every wrong. Now he makes my face to shine, his own love becoming mine. Yes, he offers peace to all, always, ever, loving. Christ the King, once a child, by his body reconciled. Lord of life, strong, yet meek. Glory to the Prince of Peace. Yes, he offers peace to all. Always, ever, loving. This poem celebrates the reconciling peace Jesus offers. Reconciling implies something has been torn apart or broken, and so it has. Our relationship with God has been broken. We, and creation itself, are cursed, according to Romans 5:17 and Galatians 3:10 and 13. We're separated from God by sin and ruled by its consequences, death and decay. We are living in a good creation gone bad. However, as Colossians 1:20 wondrously proclaims, God made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. By faith, we simply accept God's payment for us. Jesus took the curse of sin upon himself on the cross, and by his resurrection, destroyed it. This means every kind of brokenness will be undone. Read about that in Romans 8, 18-25 and Revelation 21, 1-5. Though we are still waiting for the final hallelujah upon Christ's return, the payment has already been made. Heaven and earth will again be at peace. On that day, we will join the heavenly host in their joyful shout from Revelation 11:15. The world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. So, let's think about this a little more. What sticks out to you about the reconciling peace Jesus offers? Now, if you want to learn more about that, go to unlocked.org and tap Know Jesus there in the menu. Now, as you and I can read in Colossians 1:20, through him, Jesus Christ, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. And dig into the Bible for yourself and read Isaiah 9:6, Romans 5:1, and Colossians 1:15 through 22, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and we're more than just a podcast. If you love reading with actual pages in your hands, you can get a free one-year subscription to the printed version of Unlocked. It'll come to you in the mail every 3 months, and you'll get to see the full-size cover art and get room to journal in the book itself. Sign up for free when you go to unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, how Jesus is always pursuing you to bring you back under his protection. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.